Directors meeting for Tuesday, August 21st, 2018. Would you please join us for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands.
Well, thank you. With that, looks like we have a quorum, and I believe Supervisor Axe is at another meeting in Calaveras. With that,
move to approve the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Carries unanimous. Public matters not on the agenda. Is there any members of the public that would like to address the board? Seeing none, board members have any items of interest? That we'll move on down to administrative matters. First item is minutes. It's a review and approval of June 19th, 2018 minutes.
My only comment, and I'm a little fussy about grammar, is that sometimes you use present tense and sometimes you use past tense in writing up what happened. Like item three, APCO McCargue reviews with board. It should probably say reviewed.
Okay.
Not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll make a note of it.
Okay, that's fine.
Mr. Chairman, a couple of other comments when you're ready.
Yeah, have at it.
At the very beginning of page two, very top of page two, this was approval of the agenda. I think the vote was 9-0, 7-0. And on page three, items four and five, there is no recorded action. The vote isn't recorded on either one of those items, four and five.
Yeah, that's a little bit of an issue there.
Oh, I see. Under the motion and the voting recording?
Yeah, the vote isn't recorded on either one of those.
We'll add that in.
That's all I have.
Actually, I have one other. When you talk in item two about new rule 400, I think it would help people have just a little description of what that is.
Okay. Okay. The new source rule. Okay.
And maybe it might help. She looked at me some previous sets of minutes. How the grammar was or language might be helpful.
One more time.
As far as what old Director Morgan had brought up, as far as, you know, the language, how APCO McCargue reviews with the board items. Maybe she looked at some of the older minutes, how that was worded. It might be helpful.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, compare it to prior minutes to see the different use of tense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't know if it makes any difference, but I've noticed that many of you correct people from supervisor to director, and supervisor is used on all of these. Didn't make any difference to me, but
there is I would prefer it was director.
Because we're all directors.
Yeah, they're all directors here in this meeting, so that's a
makes
very
sense.
Valid point.
Yeah, I'm okay making those changes.
Yeah. So we got that list of changes. We will certainly put those all in.
Okay. And with that, we're looking for a motion.
Move to.
I think.
Approval
director
of the minutes.
Morgan was ahead of you, and so are you the second?
Second.
Robin Peters. So Director Morgan made the motion. Director Peters is the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? That carries unanimous. Without moving down to item number two, this is the Cini Brothers grinder replacement request.
Mr. Chairman, I have a conflict of interest and I'll be stepping out of the room.
Be outside there? Okay. Okay. And this is the Vicini Brothers funding request. And just for a little bit of background on this item, in January of 2016, the Vicinis came to this board to request funding for replacement of their horizontal grinder. At the time, the Vicinis were pursuing CalRecycle grants and or low-interest loans. So at the time, the board opted to not take action and see what happened with the grants and loans. Neither the grants or loans came through back in 2016. The Vicinis have submitted a second request for funding. It's included in your packet, looking to replace their horizontal grinder because of CARB regulations for portable equipment. We're scheduled to put the grinder out of compliance. And I've got a note that CARB has temporarily suspended the enforcement of the portable equipment regulation that makes the grinder out of compliance, and I've attached that advisory. But that's only temporarily. That is going to go into effect at some point. The Vicinis, I believe, have considered a CARB-Moyer repower project. However, they've communicated to me that they believe that a new CARB-compliant engine would be too heavy for the grinder's chassis, making it, therefore, not possible to do a repower. Currently, the Vicinis have applied for a CARB Farmer, F-A-R-M-E-R, grant to replace the grinder, and there's an update from Josh at CAPCOA on the Vicini project. Unfortunately, due to the contracts that are required between CARB and CAPCOA, the grant funding, if it is provided, may still be months away. So the Vicinis have found a used grinder and would like to acquire it before it's sold out from under them. They have requested a loan of $100,000 for a down payment from the Amador Air District. I have placed a few considerations, I think, are questions that are appropriate to ask. Is this an appropriate use of public funds? What would the terms and conditions of a loan agreement be? What if the CARB grant does not come through? And at what date should the loan be repaid in full? So with that, I kind of came to the recommendation of recommending that this board direct staff to hold $75,000 in budget contingencies for possible use for the Vicini project, and direct staff to work with County Council to develop a loan agreement to bring back to the October meeting of the Board of Directors. And again, you have the written request as well as the purchase order for the grinder, and then also the CARB advisory, and then the update from the Farmer program in your packet. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Vicinis are here today, obviously, answer questions.
So will you be working with County Council to determine the answer?
Yeah. Are there microphones on?
Mine says it's on, but...
Okay.
Okay, there. Now
I think maybe there's something louder that's...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So your question was we'd be working with...
County Council on question number one, is it an appropriate use of public funds? Because that's actually my concern. I mean,
uh-huh.
I realize they're one of the few facilities, if not the only facility, available in our county for this kind of work. But, you know, they are a private firm, so.
Right, right. And, yeah, that would be my intention, is to make sure and vet this thoroughly with counsel and make sure that, you know, this is, in fact, appropriate. It's because of the amount of money and because of the issues that you brought up, Vicini's being a private entity, I think those questions do have to be asked and resolved.
Yeah, no, I think that I'd agree with that. It does have to be looked at and get an answer. I think it is a pretty big help the county, because if they diverted, 15,000 tons of green waste in the last 5 years from ACE's curbside pickup alone, that's a substantial amount.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if you had to take that somewhere else, it cost you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You just suppose so.
Yeah.
It is a Mussini Brothers Green Waste is a private commercial business, but I look at them as they've kind of gone out on a limb and been working in partnership with Amador County and the cities. So I think we do have to take this request seriously. At the same time, I'm a little concerned on the repayment. Is especially Kathy's last point, number three, that when and if grant funding is secured through CAPCOA, the Cini Brothers will reimburse the Amador Air Board. What happens if grant funding is not secured, if grants are not approved? You're kind of betting on the come that some of these grants will be approved.
Hey, Kathy, the Cini Brothers. One thing I am looking forward to is the grinder that we do have currently has already been listed for sale, and it should sell for well over the $75,000. So as soon as that funding comes in, I think that we would be able to repay that. We're just, you know, waiting for it to sell. And you never know in today's market. It is being sold out of state because that's the way it has to be.
Kathy, the way Jim's got it listed is direct staff to hold $75,000 in budget. You've requested 100, so
right.
Would that extra 25 make a difference?
Yeah, because he's listed it for over 100, and of course the people that we listed with will have to have their piece of the pie, but roughly we're hoping to get 100,000 for it.
Just wanted to add that the 75,000 was a number that I put in. The Vicinis have requested 100,000. And the 75,000, after doing the budget and looking at, you know, the reserves that we have, and we'll get to that agenda item, but I felt most comfortable at the 75,000 number, but that's certainly, you know, up to the board of directors to determine what the appropriate number would be for that.
And I guess one question I'd have, too, is if the board decided to go ahead and do this, could they make it contingent upon it being looked at by council and given a yay or nay, whether it's as far as legalities?
Yeah, that's what I'd prefer to do, is to have it done in a manner that we could thoroughly vet this project with county council first.
It'd have to be, yeah.
And, Jim, you've been talking to the grant people?
Yes.
So it sounds like they're going to get a grant of some number that we just don't know what the number is?
Yeah. Is
that correctly?
It, you know, the feedback I'm getting right now is, first of all, as I mentioned, it's kind of in a bureaucratic black hole. You know, they're working out these
three things you got to run through.
Yeah, they're working out these agreements, but what I was told is the Vicini project is the only farmer project that's been submitted for Amador. They do not see why this project would not be funded. In other words, they think that this project will be funded. They just think there's going to be some time before it gets to that point.
And how much did you ask for in your application to the farmer program?
Like 200,000.
Oh, okay.
Not the total amount. Well, Jim, did I give you a? I gave you a.
It was 208.
Yeah.
Like 208, but I mean, we figured we could pay the tax and stuff like that. Round it off to a decent figure, right?
Yeah.
It's 200.
Yeah.
You may see more projects, I would think, coming in under that farmer program. I would guess, at some point.
How do you ever know? Yeah.
So far, what CAPCOA told me is currently with what they have in the hopper, so to speak, is just the Vicini project right now.
And there's a grant cycle, or is it just anybody can apply anytime?
This is a special funding program that they're doing with Farmer. So what they're doing is my understanding is it's a one-time thing, and they're trying to load up all the projects, and then they're going to do distributions. They're hoping by the end of this year. It's not an ongoing thing. They're trying to get the projects in and on the table right now, and that's why I actually worked with the Vicinis to get their project in as soon as we could, and they were one of the first ones in.
Because it looks to me like that if we're going to sell a machine out of state to cover the loan, or we're going to get a grant to cover part of the cost, that this really is a one-year bridge loan, I would think, at the outside.
I would agree with that. I think that...
So we don't need to worry about long-term financing. I mean,
I think if they stand to get funding through this program for the equipment outright.
Brought up to me, though, by an individual that this may set a bad precedent for us loaning out to a commercial business. And I understand their concern, but I somewhat disagree with that because I look at Vicini Brothers' operation as...
Right.
It is commercial, but you know what? They've been in a strong partnership with Amador County, helping us fulfill the needs that are brought to us and down upon us by the state to keep this as much as possible out of the waste stream and reuse it for a beneficial purpose. So I think you can make a strong argument that they have been in partnership with us where no one else has done that, no one else has gone out on a limb making huge investments for that purpose.
I would say that you're absolutely right. And typically, my experience has been that green waste facilities are governmental operations, or at a minimum, they're kind of a joint venture, public-private operation. So the Vicini's is entirely a private operation, but they are contributing significantly, not only on the air side, but on the solid waste and the recycling side. So our waste diversion and recycling numbers that we're able to benefit from in big part have to do with what they're doing through their operation.
Ron, we should be trying to assist them to get it done. And and MERV's been complaining about this for a long time, when you're finding your piece of equipment cannot tolerate things coming into the waste stream that that are not compatible, like what was that one thing? A manhole cover?
Motorcycles, lawnmowers.
Yeah. So I
crankshaft.
I'm waiting for the small car.
I think I don't know if there's an obligation, but maybe an implied obligation for us to try and assist them to be successful, so that we are successful in minimizing the amount that ends up in the waste stream.
Because if they didn't do it, Jim, we could have to gear up to do it ourselves, right? We're committed on the solid waste side.
Yeah, the organic.
Not like we can just say, oh, heck with it.
No, this green waste facility is an important part of our solid waste program.
Okay.
Is there any other private entity doing this type of work in this area? Okay, because I too would be concerned about the precedent. If there was a competition, you know, giving a loan to one and not the other would be a problem for me. But if they're the only ones, then I, you know, case by case basis, I'd say
right
problem. But.
No, and. A lot of you already know why we started. Mervin and I are contractors, and we've done site development around here for many years. And at the end of the development, you always have that big pile of stumps and brush, and we'll burn it this winter. And with the lovely air board rulings, you have very few burn days. And so eventually, when a job was done, they started hauling this stuff home, stacking it up on the ranch. And that's when we decided to get the grinder and start grinding it so we could at least get rid of it without burning it. So that's kind of where it came from. It's not, I hear you call it a commercial venture for Tony, but I see how much he makes. And it's well under $100,000 last year, and that's gross. He still has to pay all his bills, his parts, everything else has to come out of that. So it's not a real commercial venture. We do it because we feel like we need to give back to this county. This county's been good to the Vicinis for 150 years. So it's something that we feel the county needs, and we have a way of doing it, so that's why we do it. So this is kind of unusual for us to feel like we have to come back and ask for a little bit of help for a while. So,
Jim, do we know the terms of the loan by chance, or has that been determined yet?
If we were to do a loan for this project, no, that has not been, and that's why I recommend that if there is action, that it includes the direction for me to work with county council to develop terms and conditions.
Well, you need some kind of guidance, though, and I would say something like we do for the water supply fund, where I think
exactly.
We used LAIF for that. It's a very reasonable fee for the low-interest loans that go out. LAIF, L-A-I-F.
L-A-I-F.
I had a question. This would be a non-interest loan? We wouldn't want to try to make a profit on it, would we? What would be the status of? Would this be an interest-bearing loan?
I suppose that would be up to the board of directors. But my thought is that there probably wouldn't be interest. It would just be terms on, you know, the repayment.
Of course, we may be getting interest on that money now.
Well, it depends what the board wants to do. I want to. I mean, LAIF is a very low rate, not much more than what the banks are paying right now for interest.
That's what Richard was just saying, is to use the LAIF interest, which is very low.
But I think that takes away some of the argument that we're being too kind to a commercial
right.
business, but we're still keeping in mind that we're working with a partner and want to give them the most reasonable rate possible.
And the other question I had is, I see that this could increase the site grinding. Are you currently doing site grinding with you? No?
No, the piece of equipment we have just isn't capable of hauling it around and doing it. We used to go out to Buena Vista for the biomass, and we would grind there. We went to Sutter Gold, and we ground on site there. But, you know, these machines get old, and you have to kind of baby them.
How this new machine, what size of material will it take?
Inch log.
So it could be used with our bug?
Yeah, typically anything that they're not going to haul off for logs, I would think would fit through it. Everything you see in those slash piles up there would go. And that's what we're hoping, not necessarily for something like what you're seeing on 88, but homeowners and such that are trying to get their bug timber cleared up. We might be able to move it into an area, and it would be better able to handle it than our old one.
You.
So, Kathy, if the board decided to loan you $75,000, as Jim is suggesting, since you asked for $100,000, would that be manageable for you?
It all depends on what the – well, I'm sure it would still work. The outfit that has the grinder in the possession now, they're rebuilding a bunch of it. It was being used out in – they're just rebuilding some of it. It was used in a waste recycling plant similar to ours. And once it's done, they're going to bring it out. We'll demo, you know, use it as a demonstration, and it will work with us on financing. It's just for to try to just get it taken care of.
Jim, maybe we could, I'm just thinking out loud, that if we went with a one-year, no-interest loan, and then if it happens to take after that, then go to LEAF interest, something like give them a, because if it happens in 3 months, we're probably not going to get very much interest anyway.
No.
I would rather give them the $100,000 no interest for a bridge loan for a year, and that you have that other machine that you know, you don't just have a pile of junk worth nothing. You've got pretty good equity in that, so that's pretty comfortable for me.
Boy, not for me. I think we need to charge interest, low LAIF interest, but cost of money.
Trying to help these folks.
I think it's in our best interest running.
Right.
No, I would agree with that. One thing I would say, though, something Richard said earlier, I think it's true. It can't be contingent on them receiving the CAPCOA funding.
No.
It has to be, you know, if the CAPCOA funding is received, hey, that's even better. But if it's not, there'd have to be some mechanism to repay it down the road at some point. And I think the timeline should be probably long enough, because I don't know how long it takes that farmer program money to come through if you get it. I would think a year would be adequate, but it might be longer.
But from what I'm hearing, it should be what they're saying is at the latest after the first of the year, but I wouldn't expect it to go a full year. But you never know. But my hope is that this farmer funding does come in sooner.
I'm okay with past proposal for the first year to be the zero interest, but then give them an incentive to try and avoid paying any interest at all by getting it paid off.
You want to try to make that form a motion, Pat?
Yeah. Are we ready for a motion?
I think so.
No public comment?
Well, I thought the recommendation was to come up with the parameters of the loan agreement and bring it back at the next meeting, or no?
The recommendation that I did present was $75,000 put into budget contingencies, and then to work with county council to come up with a loan agreement, bring back to the October meeting.
So are we supposed to determine the parameters of that loan agreement now, or were you going to work with the Vicinis to do that?
Well, I would work with county council, but I think this board of directors could certainly provide me with direction on what they would like to see.
And reviewed by the county council.
Yeah.
So I would make a proposal. We give them a bridge loan for 1 year, no interest, for $100,000, subject to review by the county. And after the end of 1 year, we'd get LAIF interest.
I'll second, but I have a question.
Under the question?
Sure.
Go ahead.
That's your go ahead.
Well, just on that Kathy said they found a machine. So my question is, how long you expressed a concern that you would need to act on that? Sounded to me like fairly quickly, so you wouldn't lose it. So what kind of time frames are you looking at?
They didn't have it. Yeah.
I'd say within a week.
Yeah, they're looking at a week or two.
And
up here.
And that piece of equipment would be gone.
That was my same question, is do we want to do this contingency upon the agreement of the county council and them and the Jim be able to move forward with it without coming back, waiting to come back to October.
Right.
But, I mean, you kind of know the parameters that we're looking at. Would that give you enough leeway to act on it, or would you need the resources to assist with the purchase right away?
sizable down payment to hold it, and then they...
Okay.
Do we have any idea of the duration of the loan? Is it 1, 2, 3, 5 years?
Well, so far I've heard no interest for 1 year, and then some sort of low interest after the 1 year.
For how many years?
Well, and again, that's what would have to be worked out. And but from what it sounds like, is there's potential two things that you may not have been here for, but they're selling the existing piece of equipment for $100,000 possibly.
Oh,
so okay. They could repay this loan as soon as they sell it. And then the other item is the farmer funding. If that was to come through, say, December, January, February, then they also would be able to repay at that time. So it sounds like there's potential that this whatever loan, whatever term could be.
Fairly short term.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
And you wouldn't see it going longer than 2 years, would you?
Yeah, and if we don't end up with anything, we're going to have to start doing your own grinding. Because my machine, the pine needles wore it out. Wore out the chamber. And I have to completely rebuild the chamber on this one to make it work.
The pine needles or the motor blocks?
Mainly the pine needles.
Rocks
and pine needles.
Well, I imagine you probably get a lot of silica going through there, too. Sand.
I think we could have you work with council, but we'd have to get authority in the motion to have it approved by our chair or chair and vice chair. Give the chair and vice chair authority to execute the agreement.
And make it, what, a 2 year, one year, no interest, second year,
yeah.
Life for 2 years?
Yeah.
I would add that to the motion we could go on and...
If the board's comfortable with that.
Yeah. I'm a little... Be careful how I say this. It's not that I have a distrust in anybody. It's just that as a public servant and responsible for the public funds, I'd want to make sure that there was some form of collateral or something that we're not putting our public funds at risk. So something in this agreement would have to protect the public money.
I think we could go out and get a couple of dozers to pay for it. So I got a lot of equipment on that property.
Well, you just own yourself a really nice Vermeer grinder.
Yeah. Tom, I understand where you're coming from, but I think
Jim can run it.
Some of us know their operation a little better, and they have a lot of equipment.
I'm just speaking from some experience down the hill.
Yeah.
There, so.
Yeah. And a few goats and cows, too, I think. So.
Cows.
Would there be a reason to consider what's been described, $100,000 bridge loan, no interest 1 year, no longer than 2 years, but some amount, whether it's $10,000, $20,000, $25,000, immediately to secure, just to hold the equipment. Would that be of interest to the board of directors? So in other words, if it's going to be $100,000, but $20,000 would be released immediately to allow them to hold it.
You're talking like today.
What's that?
You're talking like today.
Well, I'm talking as an alternative.
You'd have to go by council.
Right.
I would not be comfortable about it first going by council.
I'm sorry. I didn't make myself clear. Anything we do is going to go through council first.
Right.
Anything.
Right.
So there's going to be, we're going to have to, make sure we've got everything approved legally and otherwise. But then once that occurs, could some portion of the money be released to secure the equipment?
Just give them the loan.
Yeah. Once the council's looked at it and is okay with it, I think
just
do it.
Can we do that in a week, 10 days?
Well, and part of my reason for asking is I've got about 7 days left, and then I go to Spain for 30 days. You
have to stay.
Sorry. Well, I think the size of the check is going to make any difference as far as when it can be written.
Right.
So if counsel's okay with it and looks at it, gives his blessings, I think the board's okay with that.
Okay. Okay.
I think it's going to be uncomplicated and a very easy document for county council to draft.
Okay.
I don't see a problem.
Only 50 pages.
And, Marvin, to address Tom's concern, maybe we could put in an appendix in there when the payment of the sale of the old machine, the proceeds, will go towards the loan.
Definitely.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I just...
That's some protection.
I'm concerned about public perception of how we're spending
their
money.
Right. I'm with you, too. I know these folks probably a little better than you.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I know their reputation, but I also know the public.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So is that... It'll be the chair and vice chair that review this. I think it's better if both do. And,
yeah, I'd be more comfortable with both of us.
Yeah,
yep.
And sign
right.
off on it.
Yeah, and so...
After county council signs.
I think we should have a motion. I mean, start to kind of make one and
all right.
stop. But
well,
I,
we got into discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, I would make a motion that we approve a bridge loan of $100,000 to Vicini Green Waste, 1 year, no interest. Second year, the LAIF interest rates, after discussion with county council, and both co-chair and co-chair review it.
And now, would that be Vicini Green Waste or Vicini Brothers?
Vicini Brothers.
Green Waste Brothers. Recycling.
Recycling, LLC.
Yeah, and as an addendum or an appendix that the sale of the used machine out of state, the proceeds of that will be applied to the loan.
Before you go out to dinner on the money.
The more I think about it, I like that better. So.
So that loan's going to be made to Vicini Brothers Green Waste Recycling LLC?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Carries unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that moved down to item number 3. This is city county agency diesel engine.
Hold on.
Got to bring our director back.
Sorry about that. Well, we'll still get going. This is city county agency diesel CCAD engine program.
Yeah, this is the CCAD diesel engine program. After the June 19th, 2018 meeting of the Amador Air District, staff was contacted by the City of Plymouth regarding the CCAD program and a Tier 4 diesel power generator they had purchased. Plymouth has submitted information on their equipment and has requested it be considered under the CCAD program. And just a note of clarification that we did reach out to the City of Plymouth in 2016 regarding this program, but we did not hear back from them. So since we have now, what I've looked at is at the last meeting, two projects were approved. One was for the Amador County Public Works Department, and one was for the City of Ione. And this would make a third project for a total of $75,000 for these three remaining projects. This would close out the CCAD program. And so the recommendation is authorize the Air Pollution Control Officer to complete the CCAD program with the final three projects at a total of $75,000.
And also something else I'm looking at, we have probably adequate money reserves too, so it's not not a problem there.
Jim, I have a question.
Yes.
our CCAD program remind us, does it require that the non-compliant piece of equipment that's being replaced be demonstrably removed from service, destroyed, or in some other way?
Yeah, we
similar to the wood stove program?
Right. Well, yeah, we are requiring a hole in the side of the engine block or whatever it will be, yeah, so that documents.
So this is for a generator that's already been purchased. Do we know where the unit it replaced is and what its disposition is?
I don't know right offhand, but I will have Matt look into that and determine where the existing or the old piece of equipment is.
I just want to make sure that Plymouth understands that they're not going to end up with two generators. One
right.
of them goes away.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I guess the question I have then is, yeah, can they sell it out of state? Is that another option?
Selling out of state has been because the purpose of this is to take them out of service in the state of California.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so they either knock a hole in the block or sell it out of state, whatever works for them.
The bottom line is we don't want it to be back in
okay.
service.
And this only applies
California.
To CCAD, not to the other programs that we were just talking about?
This is just for this CCAD program that we did, yeah.
So the other programs that we were talking about earlier would not have that same requirement?
No, the one with the, yeah.
Okay,
no.
So they can sell it out of state?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But totally different subject, but that question came up with Public Works' desire to purchase a new grinder. And whether we could try to sell the current non-compliant grinder out of state, and nobody knew at the time.
You know, we can, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is allowed. The main thing is we don't want it to be back in use in California.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And we'll know at the Air District because we permit these pieces of equipment.
So, Jim, I have a question on this program. Has there been any discussion in the past about expanding it to other things like hybrid vehicles or electric vehicles and fleet vehicles for the city and county?
We haven't discussed that yet. This was specifically developed, I believe, at the end of 2015 and into 2016, specifically for these diesel engines that were non-compliant. But for other vehicles, you know, that could be something that could be brought back at another time.
I think I'd like to discuss it at a future meeting.
Okay.
So this recommendation is for three grants of $25,000 each, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Adding the City of Plymouth's request to the other two.
Well, yeah, and actually the other two were approved at the last meeting. So those have been approved. So this is just
so this
adding
is a,
the
this
third
is a
one.
Total, for
total
the three,
75, okay. Yeah.
Looking for a motion?
I'm prepared to make that motion. I would move that that we authorize the Air Pollution Control Officer to add the Plymouth request for $25,000 and to complete the CCAD program with the final three projects for a total of $75,000.
Second.
And you know, I just seen we have some members of public, so before we vote, members of public like to comment on this.
That's the public is headed for the door.
They're hiding back behind you. I didn't see
the public.
Fuck with that.
Tell me how they feel about that one.
Yeah. We have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It carries unanimous.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep.
All right.
Now, with that, move down to item number four. This is 2018-2019 budget. Budget's public hearing.
Mr. Chairman. The budget contains a line item related to the Vicini brothers, and I have a conflict of interest. Is that line item still in there?
Still in there.
Okay, then I'll have to step away.
Your last name isn't Onetto?
Okay. This is the public hearing for the fiscal year 2018-2019 district budget. At the March 20th, 2018 meeting of the Air District Board of Directors, the draft budget was reviewed. Staff was directed to schedule the public hearing. The budget was advertised and published with the 30 days advance notice of the public hearing, which is today, August 21st, 2018, as required by statute. There is some changes to the budget, and I've highlighted them on this sheet. Originally, the budget was for a total of $443,500 in revenue with expenses of $443,225. Those have been changed to both revenue and expenses now at $662,849. And the reason that change is in there is because of these one, two, three, four line items that I have listed. And originally, in these four line items, they were listed as $55,000, $65,000, and $10,000 respectively. For those four line items, they've been revised to $70,000, $75,000, $119,594, and $85,000. And then to give you more detail on what those are, the first line item 54120 is $55,000 in pine needle bins, and that's what we did in fact have in the draft budget. But we have $15,000 for the electric vehicle charging pilot project that has been approved previously. The next line item is 54712. We had $25,000 for each of the two previously approved projects, and then you just approved the third one for a total of $75,000 in that line item. Line item 54715 includes $79,540 for the Ampine project and $40,054 for the Rosebud project. Both of those projects are CARB Moyer projects, and those projects are approved at CARB in Sacramento, and we really don't have much to do with it except disperse the funding.
Kind of
the funding,
money in, money out.
Money in, money out. The funds come to the district, and then we distribute them. And it was my error in that I didn't have that listed in the draft budget. I had zero in there. Actually, because at the time, these were supposed to occur in the last fiscal year, but they were held over to this fiscal year. So that's where the $119,594. And then the last line item is 59500, and there was $10,000 in contingencies. I added $75,000, but based upon the motion on the prior item, that's going to go up to $100,000 now. So that line item will be a grand total of $110,000 under line item 59500. And I'll have to make that adjustment to the budget, but you can conduct the public hearing and approve the budget, and then I'll make that change in the budget. I wanted to point out that with this budget, the way I presented it, the cash reserves are now at $400,092.448, whereas last year at this time it was $516,514. So if you look at the blue line bar graph, that'll show you essentially what our cash reserve is looking like. And you can notice the last 2 years we've had slight depressions in our cash reserves. And that, in my opinion, is a success because the direction from this board of directors was to stop accumulating money in an upward trend, and use the money very carefully, very gradually, very judiciously, and I believe that's what we're doing with this budget.
But the reserve is still 72% of the budget.
Right. Right. And it, yeah.
Still a lot.
it It's a lot, but I'm trying to be very careful. I'm trying to approach this in a very, very methodical approach to it.
Jim, in your chart here of line items, this 72%. Oh, I thought that was what we've already spent. Is that right?
Well, I'm sorry.
They're on the very bottom line in total.
It's between last year's.
Oh, okay.
No, it got the difference between the approved and the actual year to date. What's been spent?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that
that percent of budget has been spent. It looks like.
Yeah. That percent difference should be in between the approved and the actual. It shouldn't be off to the right. It should be in between those two lines because it's showing what has, as of June 14th, had come through.
Well, that doesn't reflect anything as to what we spent so far this year.
Not this year. Not the new budget year. This is last. That shows last year's budget, what was spent.
Okay.
At that time.
Okay.
But then what we'll do is when appropriate, have the public hearing, which I don't see anyone here. But
did I make a motion in support of the resolution?
Okay.
So I'll make a motion in support of the resolution approving the fiscal year 2018-19 final budget for the Amador Air District.
So basically you're approving the resolution?
Yeah. Measure approving the resolution or motion in support of it.
Second. There it is.
Is this a public hearing? Should we open the public
hearing? Yeah, we actually do need to conduct a public hearing.
Yes. Yeah, at this time we'll open up the public hearing. Any members of the public like to comment?
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Now we're grooving.
Very unanimous. Well, there's no public here, but I still got to do it. So.
Right.
So now I guess I'm...
Better show in the minutes.
I'll make a motion in support of the resolution approving the fiscal year budget 2018 to 2019 final budget for the Amador Air District.
Second.
And the second one by Robert. Bob down there. Okay. Motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Carries unanimous. With that, you can get Robin back in here.
Okay, just approving it based upon the change to that Vicini project going from 75,000 to 100,000.
Right. Yes. Can
Okay.
Can we add that retroactively?
Well, I think we had it in there because that's the way I presented it.
With that, move on down to item number six. Number five, excuse me. This is the Amador Air District financial audit for fiscal year 2017-2018.
Yeah, and this is we have to have a two-year audit, and time has come again, and I've been approached by our auditor of record, which is Fechter & Company CPAs, and they are... estimating the cost, which I don't think have changed for a number of years, but it's $7,500 plus a max of $400 in expenses for a grand total of $7,900 for the not-to-exceed amount for the audit of the Air District for the years 16-17 and 17-18. And I'm looking for a recommendation from the board of directors to engage them for this audit.
This is somebody we've used.
We have.
Several times?
We have, yeah, and we've been very happy with them.
Well, there's a school of thought that it doesn't hurt to change auditors once in a while.
Actually, you bring up a good point. There is some statute that requires the rotation of auditors, and from what I understand, we will be required on our next cycle.
Okay, so you're aware of this.
Yes, yes.
Jim, is the $7,900, is that what we paid last year, or is that a little bit more?
I don't think we did it last year, did we?
It would have been 2 years ago.
For the last time.
2 years ago, last time. I believe it's pretty darn close.
Okay.
I don't know for sure, but if it is at all, it's just a minor increase in the cost. But I don't think it's much of anything at all.
Yep, I'm ready.
Move to approve the recommendation to authorize the APCO to engage Fechter & Company, CPA Incorporated, to perform the 2016-17-18 audit of the Amador Air District at a fee not to exceed $7,900.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That carries unanimous. Now we'll move down to item number 6, this APCO's update.
Yeah, and I'm going to go through this pretty quickly. Just a couple things I wanted to touch upon. Not everything on the list, but I did want to mention that the Air District received these purple air quality sensors. I don't know if you've heard about them, but for the next meeting, I plan on doing a presentation on these. They're small little coffee cup size air monitors that all they need is a power source and Wi-Fi. And we received them for free. From CAPCOA, we received 6 of them, and so far we have, I think, 2 out, Robin, right now. Do we have 2 out?
Yeah, we have 2 out. We have 1 at the Sutter Creek Fire Department, and we have 1 here at the county.
Oh, upstairs, outside of the break room of this building, we have one that we've been experimenting with. And if you go to purpleair.com, you can click on their map. And it's a map of the world, and it shows these sensors. They're all networked together, and it shows the entire world where they are. And you zoom in to Amador County, and you'll see our sensors. These things really came in handy when we were dealing with all the smoke because of the fires. And Dr. Rita Kerr was very interested in that we had these and that we were just beginning to use them and experiment with them, because she was able to use real-time actual PM numbers from these sensors and be able to determine what advisory should go out to schools and athletic events and different organizations. And so these, by the way, these things cost approximately $200 a piece, $200. We were looking at one time, I don't know if you remember, like $20,000 for a monitor. So these are really, really interesting little sensors.
Are they only for particulates?
Yes, they're for particulates. That's right.
So once we get back to normal air quality, when the fires are gone, can we use them to challenge our non-attainment status?
Well, the non-attainment is for ozone, so as
won't so this won't has
it requires
nothing to do with
particulates.
That's the $20,000 one, yeah.
So do they make more sophisticated ones, though, that we could purchase?
We'll make it $600.
Maybe particulate ozone.
Jim, sometime in the past we discussed the monitoring, and we felt that some of the monitors that they were using possibly on ozone were in a Jackson down in this hole, and they weren't getting the best results, best readings countywide out of that. So we have one in Cedar Creek and one down in the hole again, or one in Cedar Creek down the hole.
Well, we've got one in Sutter Creek, yeah, and then we've got one upstairs on the balcony up here. And again, we were just experimenting with it, learning how it works and how it feeds into the network. But I think your point is we would like to have them spread throughout the county,
right,
and be able to have them in different areas of the county. In particular, with the schools, because we often get calls about the schools, and it's smoky at the schools. You know, how bad is it? Should they keep the kids inside? You know, that sort of thing. And I think these monitors will be very helpful for that.
Okay.
But we monitor other things, don't we?
With these sensors?
No, just with other ones. Are these the only sensors that we have?
These are our sensors, but then the California Air Resources Board has the one monitor for the ozone in Jackson. Yeah, on Clinton. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim.
That's the one we were concerned about not getting a good reading because it's in a
hole.
No, it's in a hole where there's no air current.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on to electric vehicle charging station pilot project. And we've been in contact with Sutter Creek, and Sutter Creek's kind of in a holding pattern due to the bridge project, and they decided that it would be best if they waited. We have been working with Amador City. The mayor at Amador City came in and met with us in the office, and we're working on getting something going with Amador City. And then I think the last one
on Amador City, at their meeting on last Thursday, they said that they questioned one of the owners. He did not want it on his property, so they're trying to find another location.
Oh, okay.
So they still want it.
Okay, yeah. Was that for the hotel?
Imperial? No.
Imperial?
No, it was a different.
Oh, it was a different, okay.
Unless he owns... who owns the property there? Is it Marianne or does someone else own it? Yeah, just one. I didn't see the property, but they mentioned the property owner's name, and he declined to have it on his property. So they're working with someone else.
Right.
Maybe they should put it in their town hall.
Yeah. So, and then the last one, I believe, is the Ion. Is interested in one, and so we will continue to work with them. We did receive a call from Volcano, the bakery up there, I think it is. Is it a bakery?
There's a bakery there.
Yeah, they were interested in a charging station. So haven't spoken directly to them, but have exchanged messages. So that's not part of this pilot project, but I just wanted to make you aware of it.
I think they just closed.
They closed? They did?
They did.
Last week, right?
Really?
Yeah, I heard that, too.
Just from out of nowhere.
They just called a couple weeks ago.
The bakery?
Maybe you getting back, not getting back to them did them
in. Me too.
Jim, I've got a question. This program, who's paying for the electricity that's being used in the station?
The electricity is being paid for by the property owner, I believe is how we had it set up. So the Air District is not paying for electricity.
Okay.
Now the property owner or the municipality has the option of charging, having the customer pay for the power. So that can be done with a phone app. Or a credit card, I believe. But the Air District is not paying for the power.
Well, what I was wondering about, there's nothing different in what we're offering and what's already been established.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so, and then wood stove replacement program is an ongoing program. And Pine Needle Bend, that'll start back up September 1st.
And I wasn't here at the last meeting, so can you answer, we're going to share the program with El Dorado, or they're going to do who's doing the administration?
El Dorado, Air Quality Management District, will do the administration of the program, and 50% of the funding will be exclusively for Amador County wood stove projects. So that's $50,000. And I did take there was at least two or three recommendations from the board of directors at the last meeting, and I did incorporate that into the El Dorado County agreement.
That 50,000 a lot more than we did last time?
Last time we did 50,000, I believe. Yeah, 25 projects at 2,000 each.
Yeah.
Same one. Yeah.
But my other question is, why do we have to partner with them? Just because they have money and we don't have it this time?
No, actually, because this is a CARB CAPCOA program, and the one we did before was our own program, and we were able to streamline it and design it very agreeable to the staffing we have. This program has a lot more administrative overhead. You have to qualify low-income properties. You have to do training. You have to do all these things, and we simply weren't set up to do it. So El Dorado offered to do it, and El Dorado's doing it for a couple other air districts too, not just us.
But they get half of
of the funding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, that's the financials are included in the back of the packet. And with that, I've completed everything. I did want to mention one thing, that this is Robin's last meeting. Robin will be Herminia will be coming back from maternity leave on the 17th of September. So I just wanted to take a moment to thank Robin for her excellent work she's done. She stepped in and took on a big challenge and has done really well.
Robin?
Excuse me, Jim, did you have anything to say about the Pine Needle Bend program?
Just that it starts up on September 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a new guy that moved to the area, and he was all upset that they had no place to put his pine needles. And I said, well, you know, next year you'll get on the program, and you'll know when to get rid of them, you know, when you need to. Otherwise, you just have to pile it up somewhere in your yard.
And tell him to cover it before it rains, if he wants to burn it.
Yeah, I said most people, because he's saying, well, I've got all this material to burn, but I can't burn it.
Can't burn it, yeah.
Didn't Merv decline to take any more pine needles?
Yeah, yeah, Merv.
Right line?
Yeah.
So where do they go now?
They go to Sacramento, A&M Organics, I believe it is.
Also, we have our financial July 1st, 2018 through August 21st, 2018. Any questions? Looks like...
Oh, there is one letter of correspondence
in
the very back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So
we have a letter from Woodland Road Association, Mr. Pat Minyard, thanking Robin and Matt for supporting the pine needle debris boxes in our area.
My road loves that program.
Yeah.
For full disclosure, that happens to be my husband who wrote that letter. So.
Oh.
With that, we're adjourned until October 16th, 2018 at 1:30 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
So is that on the website?